这个鱼就肯定可以。Some men you just can't reach.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
I guess I shouldn't go pee right now, right? I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic. Every once in a while, I go French on y'all. Remember that. Remember the
French.
Remember my French, because it's going to come in handy on today's show. I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic, and we are here live at our Palacios Studios here at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. See how I learned that the address without even looking at my cue card, which I don't have in front of me. We are here trying to entertain you, put some knowledge through your eardrums and your ear holes, and make you maybe giggle or laugh, because we are the number one award-deserving show here in the Tampa Bay area and on the internets. So, I always get a complaint about we have the longest intro in the world. So, without further ado, let me introduce the clue. I mean... French all over, all day, every day. Let me introduce the crew.
Au revoir.
Definitely in my peripheral vision. We're here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen. One reason only. It is the man we like to call the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy that's really looking forward to tonight's show. I know you got a lot of great topics. We got a lot of great guests here tonight. It's going to be a really good show.
I so love that man. So love that man. And in case you're wondering how the sound go through your eardrums when you hear that music, it is the one we call PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who knows Steve is a kiss ass. That's all there is to it.
Don't worry about it. I'm making new banners, and his name is right up under mine.
Oh, right under yours.
Right up under mine.
Under,
yes. Exactly.
I understand.
All right, so now the next sound you're going to hear is from our resident smart person.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to call him an idiot. Or I'm not going to call him a savant.
Are you sure?
Yeah, so he is Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like grape nuts to a Fenton family reunion.
Oh, that's so nice.
Grape nuts to a family reunion.
Greatness, no. But you could use grape nuts if you'd like.
I like that, grape nuts.
I thought, you know?
I thought she was using grape nuts. I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, of course, that's the first word I'm thinking of because I am so smart, right? It's grape nuts.
There you go.
A family, family reunion.
Make it happen. All right. Well, then,
man,
here we go. You guys, by popular demand, we have to have the man who's hauling gas. We're going to call him the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like St. Patty himself because I'm still hungover from St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, how was it?
It was awesome. Irish car bombs and saw awesome bands play. And did some Irish dancing myself, you know.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right.
It was great.
I appreciate that.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm black Irish, you know.
Do Irish people ever shut up? No. Oh, before we finish
only
the
when
show.
We're drinking.
What?
Let me remind me.
Yeah.
Gas man, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh.
And I know we're supposed to punish in private and praise in public.
Right. But you're going to punish him anyway in
remind
public?
Me to come back to you.
It can be show content, you know. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Remind me. All right, now, we're going to go ahead and make this
Aaron
show.
Aaron Gobrales.
We'll make the show more professional.
Braless is the Braless, best. Yeah. I love the boobies as an Irishman.
There you go.
Boobies are the best.
Kiss me, I'm Irish.
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and make the show professional.
All right, where are we going now?
We're international now.
Oh, okay.
So what we're going to do now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bite by popular demand, one of our Orlando correspondents.
Yes.
We've always appreciated her making the show more.
She's actually on this the website banner.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is my friend, my lovely, talented Miss Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a bad corporate decision.
Oh, wow. Man.
Already?
And here she is.
We're 4 minutes into the show.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, taking time from your busy schedule.
Why did we decide to have her on? That's what it was.
You know, she's here for the perks.
You
like
you know,
me.
For the perks. You know, she knows about the SOTM budget.
Oh.
And she's trying to get in on get that in cash, on it, that yeah. cash cow.
Are you going
to
pay me this time?
No.
Yeah, praise in public and do something in private.
There's no pot of gold at the end of this Spike on the Mic rainbow. Doesn't exist.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you now?
I am owed some serious
I'm still Irish.
It sounded Jamaican.
See,
it was Irish.
I need a lot of back pay.
They're talking over you, so we can't hear you.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so
that's how that works.
Keep talking.
Yeah. Oh, that's how that works?
Yeah, really? All right, so now let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's expand the listening audience of the SOTM.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a voice who's been on the show before. This is not her first time, and she's always making us have a good time. This is the lovely, the talented Kim. Kim, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show, and how are you sticking?
I'm sticking like my vacation is over.
Oh man. So you're down here in this great, beautiful Florida weather, and your vacation is done, huh?
Yes. She's heading back for the snow.
The clock is ticking.
Well, you never gave me them shoes, so I don't really care about them. You know, we've had history on that. I don't understand why.
I sent you your shoes.
Now she did a flip mode.
Yeah.
Now it's back in my court.
No, right. Now it's the post office.
I didn't get a thank you card.
Oh, wow. Whoa, now I'm in trouble. All right, right. So also, the right-hand man to hit Kim is a person we like to call Ross. Ross, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Sticking good, Spike. Thank you.
It's going to be a long show.
Yeah,
it's going to be long. Listen, yeah. This is a universal sign for stretch it out.
Stretch it out.
Stretch it out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is, like I say, the award. Did I introduce you? Yeah, I did. This is going to be the award-deserving show. This show, we probably should win an award. Matter of fact, I had an award.
This could be an award-winning show.
This will be. And also,
Wait a minute. Wasn't an award won for the last time I was on the show?
I think
you actually did win an award.
Yeah. Well, see, listen.
So maybe it'll happen again because
we're like
here.
Avis. We try harder. We don't want to stay with one thing. We are not satisfied being number two. We want to be number one.
Yeah.
We're number one.
We're not going to be number two. We're going to be number one.
Number two is never good, especially at the end of a pot of gold in the rainbow.
We have been accused of being number two.
Mm-hmm. What should we have?
Often.
Well, also, hopefully.
Top of the morning to you.
Word on the street is we also have some international correspondent listeners because hold it the microphone.
Oh, I know. It's listening,
might be,
supposedly.
Might be listening. Yeah. So everybody be on your P's and Q's, all right?
Yeah.
All the letters with the alphabet. Because
He didn't hold the microphone.
He did. The microphone.
Listen.
But that's not him.
I know it's not him, but he believes it's him.
It's been him all his life. Yeah. That's holding
I believe
the microphone. Thank you. There you go.
Ross believes.
That's all we need to know. There we go. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we do right here, we sit around and we talk about three things. We talk about
the past, the present, and the future.
All right, so
hope you enjoyed my Irish jig.
That was a very nice jig.
Thank you.
Why the gas man was jigging?
Spike flossing?
I was flossing.
That was amazing.
But see, here's the deal. I don't really know how to floss, so I just did the top row. I just did the top row.
But I know how to jig, and it was very good.
Yes. Really, gas man, that you're gonna get tired of that. Trust and believe.
No, you guys are gonna get tired before I do. That's how it's going to go.
Yes, you
will not get tired of it.
Your chug muscle is gonna start to hurt.
I'm channeling Conor McGregor. Who the fuck is that guy?
The microphone.
Hold on, say that again.
The fook.
And P-Dub holded the microphone.
There you go.
Is listening.
Yeah. That's the award-winning holded the microphone.
Yeah. Who the fuck is that kid?
I love that guy.
Should we all say it like in unison? Hello, holded the microphone.
All right, on three.
P-Dub holded the microphone.
I was talking to Ross earlier. This is before the show started, and he told me that holded the microphone got some lats, because isn't he a rowing guy?
He's butch. Yeah. He's really built, that boy.
Beast.
He's like a wingspan of the fishing, swimming people.
Albatross.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, but I don't like to use words I can't spell.
Or pronounce.
I went with fish. Wait a minute.
Is he Irish though? Is he an Irish gentleman?
Oh yeah,
yeah, we'll make him Irish.
He's part Irish.
Yeah. He's a little bit.
Like Irish is good for something.
A tad.
All right, so I know you guys have been on Pins and Needles.
Oh, that's us.
Yep.
Because I had a bone to pick with the gas man.
Oh yeah.
I need to hear about this.
All right, so Bone Man.
Can we hear from the sponsors first? Can we hear from the sponsors first?
Wow.
Okay, well, we'll do that. Wait. No, he's delaying his punishment.
I've given you some background music for your punishment.
First, I'm going to do this before the sponsors kick in.
It's dramatic.
So, Gas Man.
Yes.
I took time out of my busy schedule to go see you because you are a karaoke yokian.
I am a champion.
I went to your place of karaoke and sat up in there, ordered a bucket of libations.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
You pronounced that right. That. Yeah. Spike, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, really. And I sat there and I waited it. No gas, man.
No.
Did you tell me you were going to show up at my gig?
No, it was a surprise.
So what's your song?
A surprise?
Yeah,
you know.
What is
sing?
A surprise?
His song.
What's his karaoke song? Because I've been working on some.
I have many of them.
For his mama speak.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
I have a varied repertoire.
What's your favorite?
The Goo Goo Dolls, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, he'll sing.
Down every
Hold
on time.
A second. He'll sing any.
No, listen. Let's get back to being mad at him.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
I went to his place of karaoke and he won't know.
You listen to
I stayed right there. I ran a tab and everything.
Did you tell me you were going to be there?
No, I told you what it was going to be.
You're going to surprise me.
I sat there.
In my place.
I sat there, and people looked at me like I had no friends.
You have dishonored.
Because you don't.
You have dishonored our host.
Serious.
You don't own a horse, do you?
Yeah, really.
That's not all for discussion right now.
All right, well, there you have it. I don't know how I'm going to, you know, deal with it.
You have to tell me what establishment were you at that I was supposed to be there.
The one you go to every Sunday night.
Prime time.
Yes.
Were you there last night?
Wait, where is he from?
My God.
Did you just get English?
I had to work later.
I think he went a little Australian
like
that time.
Idris Elba.
He's a handsome lad, isn't he?
He is.
I had to work later. I didn't get to report that until about
like.
Thank you so much.
Now he sounds like him.
Exactly.
Have you seen The Distance Between Us?
No, not yet.
Would you like to reenact the scene? I'm a very good actor from what I'm told. Ross, please don't punch me in the face.
But listen, don't try to surprise him because he won't show up. Yes, okay. I'm still a little peniffed about all that. Right. Perturbed.
But is it time for a word?
My apologies.
A little
yes, really. All right, so let's do this. Since we've talked to Gas Man, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsors.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, and by the way, you know, when Chase Elliott comes in the top 10 of NASCAR,
yes,
we get free fried pickles.
Oh.
Well, he came in 11th.
11th.
A little bastard.
You piece of trash.
Now I want a pickle and I can't
How come we don't have wings? I thought we were going to have, like, wings everywhere and it was going to be, like, buffalo sauce everywhere.
If you want.
Did you forget? Did you forget? You put the name of the show there. You don't sponsor there.
All right. We kind of went out of order.
Yeah, we did.
When we talk about things, we talk about the three things.
Yeah.
Have to do it again.
All right.
But hold on a second.
You want to?
Excuse me.
Moving the mic away from your fight.
I turned my head. So
he turned his head, except so the microphone turns with him.
All right, what I do, ladies and gentlemen, for our first-time listeners, when there probably are none, everybody listens has been here before.
Right.
And our esteemed guest.
Right.
Kim
Ross.
Ross and Billy.
And Billy.
And Billy.
He didn't hesitate on my name.
I gave him shoes. And he didn't remember my name.
So what I do, I throw out topics, and I just need you guys' opinion.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, we're a caller-driven show. Give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Now you give out the number.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, we are doing marvelous with a Marv.
Marvelous with a Marv. I don't speak Spike.
Well, you need to learn to speak Spike.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
So, caller.
Let me reference two letters in the alphabet.
All right.
All right.
C.
C.
And C.
And C. Two different pronunciations.
Yeah, really.
Of
that's
the exact same letter.
So, if you put the C's together.
Right.
Is this the Ron Burgundy show?
Yes, it is. So you putting the so you saying yes, yes in Spanish?
So if you say C, the letter in the alphabet,
right?
You confuse me. I'm sorry. You got a 10th grade education.
You called the right show then.
Yeah, really.
C. If you put those two together, what do you call it?
CC.
CC Sabathia, he's so gorgeous.
Oh, he is.
He's
a little chunky, though, for a pitcher, don't you think?
But he's so long and straight, so big and powerful.
I thought he was Irish.
Not anymore.
Who's Irish? I'm Dutch. I'm sorry, caller.
Why are you pulling the curtain back so much? What is wrong with
you? Wait a
minute.
The caller said he was Dutch?
Yes, I'm Dutch.
He's Dutch.
Oh.
All right.
He's paying then. Hello.
Yes. All right. Tell you what. Click your wooden heels together.
Prove it.
He lost those in the 70s.
Hey, caller, I got a question.
We wear flip-flops, man.
Oh, flip-flops.
Caller, question. I haven't thrown out a topic, so I can't ask your opinion about that. So how did you know to call the show at the 7:15 hour?
When he didn't give out the number.
Yeah.
Long time listener. I'm getting answers.
I saw it on Facebook.
Oh,
Yes.
Detox medication.
And I did put it on Facebook.
Detox medication.
Okay. Yeah. Well, cool. Listen, what we do, we talk about a lot of things around here. So I have some outstanding, that's not right. I have some awesome topics that I want to.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. That's what he was
saying. Is perfect.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I have things I like to talk about. And
that's going in the lexicon.
Yes.
And because you are one of our frequent callers, you call like twice now.
I've never called before. I called last week. I thought it was a Ron Burgundy show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't pull a curtain back.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Listen, we like to let our listeners and callers participate on the show.
Oh,
so at
good.
Any time, if you're ever in the listening or the Tampa Bay area, at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue, we'd like to stick a microphone in your mouth.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, sure.
So comfortable.
But you didn't answer the question. What does C stand for?
What does C stand for?
I don't know.
Cubic centimeter?
Closed caption. Oh, very good. Cubic
closed
centimeter.
Caption.
Closed caption.
Closed caption. Closed caption. Does centimeter start with a C?
CD.
Yes.
CC.
Could it be a kumquat?
Oh.
No, that's a Q.
Yeah,
that's
with
a
CQ. That's a CQ.
The second, CQ.
CQ.
It's
which
a
you know,
KQ, by
a
the way.
CQ when you're a ham radio operator,
CQ
means calling anybody. Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Well, this is great.
CQ is actually a duty when you're in army. You got to pull CQ duty. You got to man
that?
The desk. CQ when you're in army, you got to
man
the desk. Yeah.
Wow.
Caller, are you learning anything?
There's a band CNC Music Factory. Is that
yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Ooh,
those guys are awesome.
That's it, Ross. In his Pittsburgh accent said, CC is cubic, no, what'd you say?
Cubic centimeter.
Right.
Cubic centimeter. No, you said this is a band called
CNC Music Factory.
CNC Music Factory. Gotta make you sweat.
I'm from Brooklyn out to the California seashore. You never heard that song before?
I'm gonna go with new.
St. Francis is a CC.
Calling a pair of C's?
No.
Calling a friend a pair of C's?
One of the C's is.
No, really.
I'll call a friend a CB.
Right.
C cup?
I've called Spike a parasite. Ooh. But, you know.
Hey, punish in private. Yeah.
Parasite.
All right, caller, go ahead, land the plane. Sure. I know where you're going with this. Land the plane.
I don't, so please tell us.
No, I can't do it.
Oh, come on.
I apologize. I'm part of the baseball buddies. I got to go.
Oh, it's the baseball buddies.
Oh, no. Oh, well, now that you said that.
Oh, he hung up.
He hung up on this guy.
Well, bye.
Is he a catcher?
So long now. Yeah, was he?
Must be a
catcher.
Yes. He's a CC, and the second word is catcher. I'm not going to say what the first one is.
Oh.
They beat that.
Ew.
Let's do this. Let's go ahead and topic change your music.
Oh, here we go.
Dun, dun.
Okay.
Well, here comes a generic topic.
Oh.
Because I'm not here on the Spike and the Mike show.
They're force ghosts. We're messing with every week.
We love you, Clark.
Yeah, we miss
love you, Clark.
You, Clark.
We
miss you, Clark.
Come back soon, Clark. We miss you.
We miss the captain and the Clark. Your Clark. Microphone is falling down?
No.
Oh, okay.
I put it this way so I didn't have to, lean.
Oh, okay. So I like to call this topic. Oh, no.
Hiccup.
Not that.
All right, we like to call this topic hiccup.
I like to call this topic.
Hiccup has two C's.
How about you call me Wee Wee?
How about you call me Wee Wee?
Right, so now listen.
Wee.
Our studio, our guest today, you guys are world.
Bonjour.
Our guest, you guys are world travelers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
Y'all have traveled the world.
Globetrotters.
So in France.
Right.
That's over in Paris, right?
Right. They wear no underpants.
No,
right.
Paris is down near Sarasota.
In France.
Paris is in France.
I didn't know this is around, but there was this couple that they wanted to name their son, and Bill Smuts. You can help me out there. How do you pronounce his name here? Guzman Montpellier.
Griezmann Mbappe.
Yeah. That guy.
Griezmann Mbappe. Yeah,
Griezmann Mbappe.
For Antoine Griezmann, who is a French forward, and Mbappe, Kylian Mbappe is also a French forward.
Forward.
So, is he an Irish soccer player?
So does that sound like nothing big, right?
Correct.
Uh-oh, well, where'd he go?
Look, I think there's a law.
He lost it completely. Oh, there he is.
So in France.
So they're like a couple.
I don't know.
No, not necessarily.
So this couple want to name their kid Mbazwe Guzba.
Or Griezmann Mbappe.
Griezmann Mbappe.
Wait, after two different players.
Yeah. Now.
At the same time.
I think I know what.
And by the way, one is.
Tall?
Tall.
Tall. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, one is tall.
Guess which one?
Mbappe?
It could be Mbappe.
Well, Griezmann could be tall, too.
That's Antoine Griezmann.
Yeah, Antoine.
Okay. Let's get back to the story.
Okay. Antoine is definitely a tall name.
So this couple want to name their kid Griezmann Mbappe.
Yeah, all right.
The council in French said you can't do that.
Wait,
because
the council in French?
France.
What is that?
The
French.
In French.
Yeah. You mean the French government?
Okay, how about this? A judge in Paris, France,
all right,
said that you are not allowed to name your kid something that's going to be detrimental or harmful to your kid.
What?
Now.
How is that harmful?
That's what I want to ask the peanut gallery. Go around the room and ask you that.
Oh, no, wait.
People make fun of you.
Negro part of the name? Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So, PW, why you think that the France people did that?
Oh, because part of the name was Negro.
Oh, okay. Gasman, let's go straight to him.
I thought the word was tall, not Negro. I don't know why they would...
Wait a minute, are you from Liverpool or Ireland?
I'm Irish.
I thought he was London a bit.
Okay, I'm Idris Elba.
Is it 7:45 yet? No. All right, Kim.
No.
Well, that's right. I'm supposed to remind you something.
Kim, you traveled the world. Sure. You've been there before, haven't you?
Sure.
Why would they not let this man be name his kid Griezmann Bobby?
I don't know. Griezmann's kind of weird.
Yeah,
nobody wants to be Greaseman.
It's too close to Greaseman.
Isn't Greaseman like a cheesy ass DJ out of Orlando?
Yeah. Welcome to the Greaseman.
Ross, what do you think about the judges saying making that decision?
So I thought it was something to do with like language purity, because in France they're very concerned about preservation of the language.
They also don't allow weird names.
Yeah,
that's a law. Yeah. I'm actually aware of this law that they don't allow, like,
weird names.
Yeah.
Dweezil Zappa wouldn't be able to be named Dweezil Zappa in France.
To be fair, you can call them whatever you want.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Oh.
To be fair.
All right, voice of reason, what do you think?
Yeah, they probably want him to name him Henri.
Henri. Or Cece.
Ooh, that hurt my ear.
All right,
that was Kim, by the way.
What's that question?
Kim's got a set of lungs on her, don't she?
Or Jean.
What? Smosh, you was able to pronounce the name.
Jacques.
Yeah.
What is wrong with Griezmann Mbappe.
It's just because you're talking about French players into that sense. Griezmann. Oh. I mean, it's Antoine Griezmann. So.
Griezmann.
I know. So is that sacred?
Griezmann.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I think so. They just won the World Cup this past year. There's a lot that a lot that those fans right now are excited about.
All right. So if my mama wanted to name me Sydney. Oh, right. Not Sydney. What's a good-looking black guy?
Poitier.
Eat his elbow?
He's a good
Idris Elba.
Eat his elbow?
Idris Elba. Get the name right, you piece of trash.
Eat his elbow.
Get the name right, you piece of trash. Watch the movie.
That's literally this is my between favorite thing ever.
And watch it.
Eat his elbow.
Eat this elbow.
He's a gorgeous man.
His elbow. Eat his elbow.
Eat his elbow. So we in America, they would allow that, wouldn't they?
Yes. Yes.
So if I'm
even eat his elbow.
La Shaniqua.
I think, yeah.
I mean,
wait. There was a girl in the school that I used to work at. Her name was Tequila.
Mockingbird?
Tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila. See, this is a free country. You can name your kids stupid
whatever
stuff.
Whatever you want.
And they have to live with it.
A moon unit.
I think I met your friend at Myrtle.
And they can wait until they turn 18.
Oh, okay. I think I met your friend at Myrtle Beach one summer.
Right. Really? Smosh, you finna rationalize this?
I was
going
to say, I mean, it's like in America, I mean, they can't name something that they think might be dangerous or something to the kid. You're talking about two superstars as their first name and probably middle name. So I would think that there's an expectation, or maybe that kid does something at some point and it ruins the name. I mean,
no one's
going to call their kid's name a Bundy on their first name, are they?
Al?
Or you know, sure. You could go that way. I think that was the point of the TV show. Let's name him Bundy, just as a character that's
so Dahmer.
Some kid's not going to be first name Dahmer.
Hold on. The year my son was born, one of the most popular boys' names was Dylan. That's what I named my son. But not for the same reason every other loser named their child Dylan. Right. They named their children Dylan. Why? I don't know. What was the show?
The number
90210?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't have any tall people.
You named your son after Matt Dylan, right?
No, I don't know. Just another example of people being named after a famous person or character or whatever.
And so Griezmann Mbappé should be able to name his name
Griezmann Mbappé.
It's a beautiful name.
Okay. Well, anyway, you guys will be happy to know that the city of France, what's that, a country?
The country?
It's a country. The city of France, yes.
They would not allow him to name his son.
The city of French.
Give him, so they named the kid Danny No.
Danny No?
Danny No.
And everybody's happy, so.
Danny No?
Danny Noonan from Candy Shot.
So we can go, I have no idea.
Wow,
so we
can go ahead with that.
None.
Before we get off the topic, can I just say I met Yusuf.
Well, I have to say, we are a caller-driven show. So, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
Hold the microphone.
It's holding.
Hold the microphone.
Yay!
Are you calling all the way from Zimbabwe?
He's in Ohio.
He's in Ohio.
Ohio. That's Ohio.
Not quite that.
So, how you doing up there, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm mostly calling in because I'm wondering why my mom named me after 90210.
It's a call of the year right there. Yeah. Call of the year. Boom.
Okay. We need an answer.
He's not named after the show. He's actually named after an idea my parents had, which was to name me Dylan. Had I been a boy,
A boy, I also would have been named Dylan.
Dylan. So somebody had to be named Dylan.
So none of you would have been named after Matt Dylan from Gunsmoke.
That's correct. It was always going to be Bob.
Okay,
Dylan.
So hold on a second. So did your
my
folks,
parents were hippies?
Did your folks like
hippies?
Who was the Bob Dylan?
How does it feel? He's a crappy singer. He's a good songwriter, but he's really not because he can't sing. How does it feel?
He's a rocker.
Okay, hold on a second. So let's do this. Is the caller is holding the microphone? You still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
All right, so are you satisfied with the name Dylan? Because, you know, right now it's called not called Truth or Dare.
Wow, great question, Spike. That's a really great question.
Yeah. No, it's called We Got to Tell the Truth. Are you going to change it when you get older?
I mean, I'm pretty happy with it. It's better than the other option my parents were considering. So.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, do tell. What was that?
Yeah, what was the other one? Flapjack?
If I recall correctly, it was Angus.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you probably should have stuck with Dylan. Yeah.
Dylan, you don't look like an Angus.
Yeah, you'd have been a cow.
Dill, I am so happy for you. I don't have words. I mean, hold the microphone. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, hold it. We're glad you tuned in. And I hope every once in a while, we make you laugh or smile.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
At 7:59:59 every night, I smile. Every Monday.
Okay, so how is the weather in Ohio?
Cold, mostly.
Well, yeah, that's because you're in the north. That's usually how it is, right?
Yeah, but it's bad here.
Oh.
My parents are... Pittsburgh,
I think
it's all cold up there, but they don't know.
No, we don't know.
Yeah, we can tell by the accent.
Does he get like lake effect stuff? Is that why?
No, it's really flat, so it's really windy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just to picture it, though, I mean, the Voice of Reason is all bundled up in a sweatshirt, so don't feel too bad.
he's good.
I'll send
apparently,
you a
he's going through
it's
the change.
It's a frigid 65 degrees.
And we're in Florida. Not even in Ireland, you know what I mean?
All right, well, hold it. Listen. The next time you're in the 813 area code, we would love to stick a microphone in your mouth.
Yeah, come on,
you got to come do the show.
Yummy.
Dylan, you got to do the show, Dylan, please.
Sure, as long as you promise to not stick a microphone in my mouth.
That's the only way, Dylan. Ask your mom.
Ew.
I didn't mean it in a bad way, Dylan. Don't kick my ass when you come here, please.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and keep the show moving because in a little while, we're going to start playing music.
Bye, Dill.
Bye, Dill.
So long,
bye. Bye, Dill.
See you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Dylan.
See you. Hold it.
Ciao.
All right. Topic change of music.
Oh, here we go. Well, here comes a generic topic because I'm not here on the Spike and the Mike show this week.
All right. Can I step in before we, you were talking about
you
France
can't
before?
Go pee now.
Yeah. I met these two French girls when I was in Germany, and they were free.
What the?
It was a great weekend.
Okay. Dude.
This is not a gas man driven show. It's a caller driven show.
Ross, Kim, Billy, we are caller
driven
show. We're a caller driven show. Right? We have to let the callers drive the show. Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show.
How you doing?
Oh, we are marvelous with a Marv. Now, this is, see, we international. We are stuck like it's cold in Boston.
Yeah, and international, of course, means Boston, Ohio, and Florida. That means international.
And Orlando.
Have you ever been with a French girl?
Yeah.
Have you ever been with a French girl?
Is this the most amount of calls you've had in one show?
It is.
Pretty much.
No, not including the time we tested the phone lines.
Wait, that was me that I called 20 times. I remember that.
So, Boston, listen, I got a bone to pick with you.
Have you ever been with the French girl?
Oh, my God.
Say what?
Have you ever had your bone picked?
Oh, damn.
Have you bone picked by a French girl?
All right, so hold on a second. Let me, Boston.
Are you regretting this?
Boston, I got a bone to pick with you. You called several times and participated on the show, and you asked for an SOTM shirt.
Oh, yeah.
The order came in. I asked for your address, and you hadn't heard back. You done hung up on me?
No. I sent you my address when you first mentioned it. If you need it again, I have no problem sending it.
Yeah, I do, because you didn't send it. You didn't send it to me.
Why don't Spike. I have a T-shirt?
I was wondering. Yeah. It was a bad time. It's now a bad time to say that.
Everybody needs a damn T-shirt now.
And these are okay. So, hit me up. Send me your address again, and then we will get you the world famous, highly demanded SOTM shirts.
That
all right.
That may have been the most efficient bone picking ever.
Yeah. Bone picking.
I wasn't too much of a bone to pick.
Well, you know.
Give me your address there.
Yeah. All right, so.
Quiet.
What, and now he's Terminator?
Your reason for.
Sarah Connor.
Your reason for calling the show is for what?
Well, first I want to comment about the microphone in somebody's mouth. You don't really want to go with that.
Come on.
Would want a microphone jammed in their mouth.
It's a visual. Let's see, Kim, is the microphone.
How about a microphone in your face?
Nope. Nope. You can't listen. This is called the spike on the mic. Look on the banner.
Yeah. It's not there.
Don't look on the banner. It's called the spike on the mic show.
Is there usually a banner?
Sometimes.
You I can show you the picture there.
There's a banner.
So,
okay.
But Boston, you speak spike, correct?
CC. I was thinking that you might think it might have been cubic zirconia spike. I didn't know if that's what you were coming
up with. Yeah, cubic zirconia.
Is that where you got your water spike? Did you get your wife a cubic zirconia?
So you're gonna call me out like that? Yes, that's what I thought it was. What is all about this hiccup in there?
You swallowed a cubic zirconia.
All right, well.
A microphone.
All right, so I got to ask, because we just had holding the microphone.
Yeah.
He is way in Ohio. Yeah. You in Boston, right across the street. What's the weather like over there?
It's 41 degrees.
Oh, hell. Yeah. Oh,
sweet.
It's balmy.
Oh.
Balmy.
So voice of reason, you couldn't last up there.
It's not too bad, but the wind, again, like him, the wind is a little, it's killing me a little bit.
Ugh. Yeah.
Well, listen,
cross the prairie.
A man can't pour another man.
As he poured his own beer, he's got to get someone a question.
As I want to do is, I always offer and ask that all callers, whenever you're in the 813 area code, we will stick a microphone all in your mouth, okay?
Ow. Sweet. I will let you do that, too.
All right, well, get your ass out here.
Yeah, really. All right, well, continue listening and listen to the madness and the entertainment. Because we are ICE company. We entertainment. Forget it.
Wow.
Entertainment with an I.
Well, yeah.
Yes, all right. What is it? We are ICC.
No, there's no I.
Informative.
IGP, entertainment, go Patriots. How about that?
Informative, caller-driven entertainment.
Entertainment.
I get it.
Compelling I entertainment, but I think caller-driven.
All right, let's get back to the wee-wee. Did I tell you the topic is called?
Oh, we have a topic?
You can call. I already did the wee-wee. No.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did the wee-wee.
First.
Do you thank Mike for calling?
This new what?
You thank the caller for calling?
You did.
Oh, all right, caller. Thanks.
Thank you for calling, caller.
Yes, we never got to the second topic.
Have a lovely show.
All right. Thank you so much.
Go Patriots.
Oh, get out of here. Okay.
Okay.
I'd like to call this topic, First the Name, Now the Fun.
First the Name, Now the Fun.
Okay, so now listen. In Venice... Is that close to Paris and where we just come from?
All right.
Not really.
All right, ask how many people here have been to Venice.
It's closer than here. But.
How many people here have been to Venice? I see four.
Venice,
five,
Florida?
Six,
Italy.
Italy. Yeah.
Venice, Italy.
That's not in France.
Wait, is that what we're talking about,
Venice,
though?
Florida.
Or are we talking about Venice, Florida?
Okay, so
then
I've been to Venice, Florida.
You guys,
you've never been to Venice, Florida?
I don't think so.
It's like 100 miles from here.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think I've been there either.
It's actually 87.
87.
Okay, so
why would you go there?
What? Tell what?
Because they need gas down there.
I'm trying to get this train back on the track.
Hold on, real quick, because I got a question now. My thing, 87 from the port, right? So it's technically 95 from here because we're 8 miles. From the port.
Oh. From here.
You're right.
Oh. About 100. Ding, 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 ding,
idiot
ding,
savant.
Ding.
Smart.
Idiot
Billy.
Billy.
Give me some, buddy.
No, we don't congratulate idiot savants.
But he was right, though.
Okay.
Billy.
All right, so
yes. What? What am I supposed to do?
You said spike.
Yeah, well, he's supposed to tell us what the next top, the whatever we're talking about.
Yes.
Venice.
Okay, so in Venice. In Venice, you guys, the mayor, his name is... Brunardio.
Oh my gosh.
You already saw it.
Smots, can you help him out?
You're going to try to pronounce Italian in front of me.
I'm going to take the behind the curtain. He actually hasn't spelled.
Is there going to be something about a German sitting
there? No.
I really want to hear Spike speak German.
Yeah. Right. He actually hasn't spelled phonetically. He was just doing it for effect.
Brunaro.
Yeah.
All right. This is not like my living room where everybody just yells louder.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. No,
okay.
We need to...
Spike.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
One at a time, please.
Talk.
All right, so in Venice, Mayor Brunaro, whatever his name.
Spell it for us.
You've already taken the time to phonetically spell it.
No, if you spell it,
Brunaro.
Kim can pronounce it.
B-U-R-G-N-A-R-O.
No, you already misspelled it. It's B-R-U-G-N-A-R-O. Brunaro.
Brunaro.
Bugnaro?
Yes, yeah. Just like he.
Bugnaro.
That's not an important Bugnaro. Part.
No, B-U-G-N-A-R-O.
It's a beautiful name, Bugnaro.
What'd he do?
Bugnaro.
He passed this little thing that says he will fine tourists for doing things in his city.
Like such
what?
As.
And what I want to know is, he's saying that we're trying to do hashtag enjoy respect Venezuela. Not Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Not Venezuela.
That's not in Germany. What are you saying?
So
it
was a V in there.
Venezia.
Venezia.
Yes.
There you
enjoy
go.
Right, Venezuela.
So, but what, okay, great. What is the things banned? That were banned?
There, what thing is banned? Now, you guys who've been there may give me some insight on this.
Sure.
Okay.
They're banning, you can't pause on the bridges.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea. Yeah.
Okay. You can't swim in the canals.
You
don't want it. You don't want
it. You really don't want to do that.
It's the sewer system, too.
What's that, Ross?
It's a really good idea because those canals have poop in them.
Yeah, it's the sewer system as well.
All right,
pretty bad. Among other things, you ever been over there?
No, I got cable.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen?
You can't feed the birds.
Have you ever seen the ore come out of the water?
That's a good idea, too.
No.
Yeah, you really should.
It's not a pretty sight, dude.
Because then the birds shit on you.
Okay, you can't wear swimsuits or walk around shirtless.
Yeah, that's
good
agree.
Idea.
That's kind of disrespectful.
It's kind of a formal place.
Okay,
I
agree with this one. He's banning dropping litter.
Yes.
Oh, everybody really? Okay with that? I'm okay with that one.
Very
the other ones, I'm a little.
You mean like cat litter?
I'm literally okay with all of those because in the summertime, Venice is. I did.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Literally.
So crowded.
Venice is.
Is steamy.
Is steamy and and.
But it's a tourist. People go there to go there.
Oh yeah.
10,000 people. So if you stop in the middle of a bridge, then you stop everybody.
Yeah.
All right, and then they also banning, and this is something I don't know. You can't put locks, love locks on monuments and bridges.
Yeah. Oh, because they're tearing them down.
Isn't that what they're supposed to do?
That's in France. That's not in Venice.
No, they do it in Venice too.
That's Italy.
Caller driven show. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
I'm outraged.
Oh man.
Reverend. Is it Reverend?
Oh,
it's
God.
The Reverend.
Is it the Reverend? Reverend? Reverend, what's up, buddy?
I'm sticking like honey stains to Steve's shirt.
His shirt's rather clean today.
He has a fresh shirt there on the date.
Yeah, it is today.
No,
so
I know I haven't called in a while. I thought I'd pick up the phone and make you smile.
You did. Hey, Reverend, we have foreign people here. We got people from Pittsburgh and Orlando.
Foreign.
That's as foreign as you can get when you come from Orlando.
No.
I wish I knew something that rhymed with Orlando.
I know. I throwed it out there. It was
Django.
Okay. How about Pittsburgh? Can you throw Pittsburgh in there?
I don't know anybody from Pittsburgh. Damn, that's a hard one, too. You're killing this.
I'm never from Pittsburgh, but I know that's where they signed the thing from Gettysburg.
Oh.
Yeah. You're killing me.
You know, you're tired. You're humbled. You're masters. Thanks to the Girl Scouts, we all have fat asses.
All right, hey.
I can't eat no more. They swell up my face.
Okay, oh, hey, Reverend, you ever been to Venice?
Lots of times.
Nice.
You know what? They don't let you stand on the bridges or put love locks on monuments or walk around without a shirt.
That had no rhyme at all. God,
All right, well, let me go ahead and finish this topic up, all right? Only got 3 minutes.
My time is done. I'll leave you with this. Drink much beer and you'll have to.
Thank you.
Yes. He just hung
really,
up.
Yeah, really.
I love the Rev.
All right, yes.
The Reverend is awesome.
All right, so far you guys are good with that. I got two.
Two what?
Minutes.
Minutes.
Yes, you do.
Listen.
Oh, yeah. Before we have to remind you about something.
Yeah, probably remind me of something. All right, so also in Venice, they don't allow excess noise or SS noise or loud noises after 1 p.m.
Oh, 1 so in 3.
After 1 p.m.?
Afternoon?
1 a.m.
Not
like 1
a.m. Yeah, it's 1 p.m. It's there's. Go ahead.
This is my show prep, okay?
Yeah.
I got it. 1 p.m. It's not a typo. 1 p.m. And it says because of Venice siesta time.
1 to 3.
Oh, okay, yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
after, but it's also before. Oh. At like 3:01 is a big party.
Well, now
because everyone wakes up.
Is belching considered
well,
too loud?
Well, it depends on how if you're doing it on a microphone.
Like that. No.
You people are, because we are a caller-driven show.
That's right.
Caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
I would like to sing my rendition of R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly.
All right, please. All right, well, please go
there
ahead.
You. Do it. Let's do it like you were in Venice.
You got 30 seconds.
I've been to Venice, and they don't have any electronics. So I'm going to use it with my Igloo cooler.
Igloo cooler. Mm.
Igloo cooler. All righty.
Listen. Here's a little sound sample real quick.
All right.
That was a cardboard box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo. That was great.
Yeah, really.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
That was so.
It sounds like you're falling down stairs. So. It's a no from me.
Caller, do you have your shirt on?
I'm not throwing plungers here. I'm not throwing plungers.
He's not throwing
I'm
plungers.
I'm making beats in my beat laboratory.
Okay. Well, nice, right. nice
You're
job.
You're not going to Hollywood.
No. Yeah,
you get no golden ticket.
Come back next year.
It's a no from me. Come back when you're serious, please.
I believe I can fly.
I thought it was outstanding.
There he goes.
So the yes.
I believe I
That's
can
That's just
fly.
One yes, not enough.
Do you have girls present in your basement, sir?
Oh, dear.
Do you have girls present in your basement?
Okay.
It's a no from me. Thanks for calling.
Yay.
Thanks, yeah. All right, so listen.
What happened to that music?
He stopped.
I'm talking to the guests on the internets. The OBG, thank you guys for listening.
OBGYN?
Somebody said that Venice is like New Orleans without as many accents.
It is totally.
You're a minute late.
Really, those two cities are the closest to each other, I think.
They are?
Venice, New Orleans and Venice. Yes. Yeah.
So I could just go there and take my shirt off.
You could.
Yeah, you go to New Orleans, do whatever you want.
Yeah, really. Well, listen, to round this up, to finish this story, because I'm already late on what I want to talk about, they're charging $587 fines if you do any of those things in Venice.
That's fine if they let you know in advance. I mean, if it's a mistake, that's a fine for just being stupid.
No, but I travel. Listen, I buy my plane ticket. I want to go to Venice because Venice is the place of love, isn't it?
Sure, yeah.
Or is that Paris?
It's actually France.
Take off his shirt.
And the French women are really loving it.
I'm gonna take off my shirt.
He wants to take off his shirt.
On the bridge
and he wants to throw his gum wrappers in the canal.
Yeah. And swim. Go get it. I'm going to dive in and go get it. And I want to put my love lock.
I would love for you to do that.
Yeah, all those things.
That would. I just want you to jump
in
the canal.
Can I borrow $587?
Sure.
I'll pay
you. You need a lot of penicillin.
You jump in that canal.
All right. Listen, I can swim like a dolphin.
Okay.
I bet.
I can swim like a dolphin. You ever seen a dolphin Venice Canal?
No.
Yep.
They probably know
better. Yeah, they make a squeaking sound.
Really.
Yeah.
All right, so listen. There's things I was supposed to do.
Oh,
you were supposed to remind me at 7:45.
All right. We did.
Which we all
did. Yeah, we did.
What happened to that?
I even told you you were a minute late. And
you kept taking calls.
Now you're like 5 minutes late.
Right, well, we're a caller-driven show, Gaz.
No. That's what, no way.
You're 3 minutes late.
All right, so this is something I wanted to try out, and maybe we can stretch this out until the 8 o'clock hour.
Sure.
So right now, PWS,
our
crack pack producer.
Yeah.
You're supposed to give me some music.
What kind?
Oh, my damn. Didn't we talk about this before the show?
No. Harmonica. He said harmonica.
Harmonica music?
No. I don't.
You were there.
All y'all was there.
I don't remember this. Circus music? I think it was circus music.
Horse feathers. No. Wait, Ross. We were there, weren't we?
Would it kill you to play some Foghat?
That'll work. That'll work. All right, listen. All right, so everybody. I need all you guys I need you guys to just think about this. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And not everybody answer at one time. I'm going to run a room.
Right. Everyone knows the words, right? We're just going to start singing.
I do.
Neon lights are bright on Broadway.
No, that's not what we're supposed to do.
Oh, all right.
All right. What?
They say there's always
magic in the air.
It's not going to change now. So
okay. All right. So, okay, go
ahead.
So,
okay.
This is not part of what I wanted to do.
What's the question?
I was thinking as I was driving here, I was saying I'm going to have a big guest on the show. So I'm going to look. And I want to get to know my peoples.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
And you peoples.
All right. Okay.
So what kind of person are you? Are you
great.
The kind of,
I'm great. Pretty much great. Are you,
he's sexy.
Are you the kind of person that when you hear music, you close your eyes and feel it? Or you open your eyes and dance? Think about it. Let that marinate for a minute. Let that marinate for a minute.
All right.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go around the room. We're going to ask the question. And, you know.
Wait, do I need to keep my eyes open for this?
Okay. Well, we'll start with PW. What kind of guy are you?
I'm the guy who closes his eyes and listens.
Close your eyes and listens.
Yeah, listen.
All right. Gas man.
I close my eyes and sing, baby. I'm a singer.
Oh, yeah.
Close my eyes. No, the options
okay,
are.
Okay, I listen.
You close your eyes and feel something.
Yeah, and
or
I sing.
Or open your eyes and dance.
I'll close my eyes and sing, so I'll close my eyes and listen.
All right. Smuts?
It depends on the song.
That didn't go right. Okay.
Well, because, I mean, look, I can tell you there's one that, in particular, Phil Collins in the air tonight. I'll sit there for the first 2.5 minutes of that song, just closing my eyes, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, boom, 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 boom.
And start dancing.
Yeah.
With his eyes open.
Yeah, you're all set.
So you go both ways.
Both ways. Well, he swings both ways.
Yeah. I guess I set myself up for it.
It is 2019, so what do you
mean? Yeah, it's okay. All right. Voice of reason.
C-M-E-N-L.
Oh, my God. C-M-E-N-L.
There's no math.
He looks like a dancer to me.
I close my eyes and listen.
Close your eyes. That's nice.
Oh, there you go.
All right, well, see, I kind of thought you were. Okay, so now let's talk to our esteemed guest.
Woo!
And I got to start straight with you, Kim.
Yeah.
Are you the kind of person that when you hear music, you close your eyes and feel something or open your eyes and dance?
If there's a beat, I will be dancing.
Enough to eat. The rhythm runs night off and you're nowhere.
Ross, close your eyes and feel something. Feel it, or open your eyes and dance.
I like to close my eyes and dance because even I don't want to do that. I don't even want to do that.
Nobody wants to see it, but
somebody filled in all the bubbles.
Thanks, hey, Ross. That was awesome.
Billy.
Everybody took my answer.
Which is, you think we listen to this show?
All of the above. Yeah.
Oh.
Close your eyes and dance.
D.
Yeah.
D, yeah, really.
By the way, real quick, congratulations to Steven Stamkos, the all-time Tampa Bay Lightning goal scorer right now.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Live during the Spike of the Mic show.
Well, yes, he loves to take it to the next level. Well, listen, in case you guys are wondering what kind of individual I am.
I think you're a eyes closed kind of guy.
Yeah.
No.
One thing. No.
No. He can't stop dancing.
Oh, Fonqua.
He's a
stand up and pelvic thrust the devil.
Dude, floss that, baby.
You gotta floss that pelvic thrust. Why can't you get up and dance?
Listeners, he's actually thrusting his pelvis as we speak.
Well, I'm not hungry anymore. Thank you.
I think that's important. It determines the kind of person you are. If you somewhere,
I stopped it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting serious now.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Spike.
One thin dime ain't enough to shine your shoes.
Yeah. Woo. Woo.
Okay, so we got the OBG that says they're the type of person with nothing better to do on Mondays than hang out with the P-Dubs and the Gas Man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you for hanging on St. Patrick's Day. Thank you.
Exactly. But you can tell me, listeners on the internets, do you close your eyes and feel something? Which is, I just want to grab that feeling. Or do you open your eyes and dance?
Well, you've noticed that I have closed my eyes and grabbed you a couple of times.
Why are you pulling the curtain back?
Yeah, really. I don't know if that's allowed.
Jesus Christ, man.
And that wasn't one of the options.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I want to just go all y'all.
All y'all.
Because there were two options.
And I chose them both.
You can't do that. Let's say you take an SAT.
I can do anything
right.
I want.
Now, wait a minute. Like. You're not including the Gas Man and all y'all, are you?
No.
No. All right. This is a
He's tall.
A height thing, yeah.
He's tall. Hold on.
I said I close my eyes and I sing. I don't dance for. I'm a singer. I sing. That's what I do.
But the thing about Ross, let me talk to you. That's you and I. No one's listening right here.
Just you.
Can you imagine? You hear the sound that you enjoy. Nothing's going on. Close your eyes. You can feel the.
You can feel it.
Feel the cliff notes going through your soul.
You feel it in your pelvis.
Isn't that what them things are when you do music? Yeah. They got all them things on them.
Cliff notes. Yeah.
That's when you study for a test. You're talking about notes and oh my god.
Okay, no. Listen, I failed music. Okay. What's the things called?
Obviously.
Subtitles.
No things called like there's in music. There's three lines.
Like the bouncing ball.
The bars.
There's three
the
lines.
Staff.
And then you write those.
Bars and staff.
You write those at signs and stuff.
Just, bars and
staff. Just called music.
No,
it's called
sheet
notes.
Music.
Sheet music.
Idiot, Saban, help me out.
It's staff.
The staff.
No,
the
it's
musical
staff.
Staff.
Your bars.
Okay, let's say I want a high C. What would that be?
A note.
A note.
That's a note.
A high C is a cheap ass drink.
It's
what
a
are
note.
You talking about?
Some of it's good.
Yeah. Comes in a can.
It's a musical
comes
note.
Comes in a great big can.
Or you mean a sharp C?
Oh, yeah. There has to be a wide clef on there.
So. Your clef?
Do you mean treble clef?
Yeah.
Dang, I know it was a clef. I know it was a C in there somewhere, right?
Yeah. All right.
Billy, let me talk to you.
My name is right. Kim.
Yeah. Fail.
I knew it was going to happen. I just thought it was going to be Steve. That's all.
I want my shoes back.
I want my shoes back.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
Oh, my God. So guess 9531 said it's a treble clef.
A
see,
treble clef.
They all speak right. Spike.
All
right. OBG said he used to close my eyes and feel, but the restraining order doesn't allow that anymore.
Thanks for joining us, R. Kelly.
Yeah, really.
Ew.
All right, listen, this has been an awesome show.
Yeah,
so as usual, we have to go around the room and ask what's stuck with you tonight. So let's start out with the man that's not paying attention. Smuts, what's stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is, well, you don't know music. I don't know. Honestly, I didn't mean to be crude with it, Spike,
no,
but I mean, you asked me like
that. You're supposed to punish
just,
in private.
Well, no, it was like the most recent thing. That means nothing really stuck with me until the most recent thing.
Yeah. Treble clef didn't do it.
What's that?
Treble clef?
Look, I mean, there's so many different things, but you're just talking your bars of music, you know, just the notes, it's everything that, you know, everything. I don't know. You know, go name your next kid Killing Mbappe. How's that? Oh, wait, Mbappe Griezmann. Or
yeah,
Griezmann
Mbombo. All right, PW, what's stuck with you tonight?
I'm willing to take the name Griezmann if that would make you love me more.
You can't go to Paris. They banded that name.
Oh.
They banded it.
Yes, but in Venice, I'm
because it's
I'm
a rare king. Bird.
Yes. Yes.
But see, after you already banded it, it's past that, so you banded it.
They probably could have got away with it had they not made it the first and middle name. Why didn't they just make it a four-namer and it did like, you know, what Jacques? Or what's a famous, you know, Jacques. Griezmann, Mbappe,
Pierre.
Jones.
Yeah.
No.
2 minutes.
All right. Gas man, what's stuck with you?
What's stuck with me is having a lovely Mrs. PW is here.
Yeah.
Videoing everybody. We got to get Spike TV up and going. The new video.
Yeah, Spike TV
and
will be
two beautiful
up.
Women with us. And the first cool Ross I've ever met.
Ross,
all right. The coolest Ross I've ever met.
All right.
Wow. Named after the guy from Friends.
Voice of
no, me. I said a cool Ross.
Voice of reason, cool what's stuck with you tonight?
Dylan likes his name. I think that's great.
Yeah. That
somebody likes their name. Like
and that. Our esteemed guest. Listen, you guys are always welcome. We love you. Every time y'all on the show, you make it better. You know, you get us there. So I got to start out with you.
28 seconds.
Kim.
Billy.
Oh, no. No.
Billy, what's stuck with you tonight?
Angus.
All right. Yes. And my brother Ross, what's stuck with you tonight?
I liked your dancing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Which one? The flossing or
flossing.
It was the thrust.
You're the only
pelvic
one.
Oh, pelvic thrust.
It's the pelvic thrust. Not just thrusting. pelvic thrust.
It's a pelvic thrust.
And Kim, what's up with you tonight?
In a small way, Dylan got to be here. Hold It the Mic was here.
All right. And also, we got OBG say we're stuck with them tonight as they never got invited to the show. And R. Kelly chimed in, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
What's stuck with them is that OBG is sicker than me.
Oh, that's nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for participating. I want to thank you, Miss PW, for filming this.
Yeah.
You guys might get a chance to see this.
Man,
I am the Spike on the Mic. Hey, you guys are always welcome back. You know this, right?
Yeah.
And the check's in the mail. Billy, trust me.
Right?
Trust me. Trust me.
I am owed a lot of back pay.
We all good, baby girl. This is the Spike on the Mic show. We here at our studios. We'll probably be about here next week. Love you guys for listening. Thanks for playing. I got 15 more seconds to stretch out.
No, just say we're out.
Holla out. One.